Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's about to go down. Don't
care. Standing by for transmission.
In a world where nothing is certain, ladies and gentlemen,
alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
An alternative fact.
Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
The Alternative Facts Podcast.
What is happening, peoples? We are live. You are now watching and listening to episode 70 of the Alternative Facts Podcast, GQ.
Yo, what's up, people? It's your boy, Bars.
Oh, I'm sorry. You caught me in the middle of having a warm beverage with my Those People official mug. This is Danger Felix, a.k.a. The Air Beneath Your Wings, a.k.a. The Sauce Boss, a.k.a. For Liberty and Justice for All.
Okay.
That's awesome product placement.
It is. It is. It's excellent.
Not forced. Not forced at all.
Not
forced
at all.
Not at all. Never.
It flowed.
And if you want to get one of your own pieces of merchandise, such as the mug that Danger Felix has shown us.
Yo, it changes, by the way.
Oh, yes. Did I mention that? If you can see. Yes, this actually changes color.
Yeah, it changes color.
As the temperature gets cooler, it gets to this darker tone. And then when it's hot, like Danger, it's this white color.
Yeah, man. I don't even know how to continue from there. That was nice. Go to the website on the bottom, thosepeople.com/merch, and you can get one of those. You can get a mug. You can get pretty much whatever we have on that site. It is at your disposal.
We got sneakers, flies. We got phone cases. We got book bags.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I might mess around and bring back the fidget spinners. If that's in high demand or something.
Let's get them.
I
heard we got the Tidy Whities in stock coming up.
It's by request.
Those buns.
Yeah, you know, for the ladies, when we get the Those People official feminine pads. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
Of course. Yes. All right. Absolutely.
Those people right inside of you.
Okay. Yeah. I love how you
he got you.
Moving on. of course, also on the website on thosepeople.com, you can go to the Raw Orange online store. Our very own Soul Patch Adams has brilliant artwork on that page.
Right.
Make sure you go check it out. Show support to the homie. He has some really, really good stuff there. And of course, we do production services as well. We are more than just a podcast. Live streams, video editing, post-production, pre-production, anything that you need when it comes to production, this is what we do. So definitely, man. What's up?
It's a full suite.
The full suite. The full complete suite. Now, we're going to jump right into these topics, starting with Amazon U Delivery. Talk to me, Danger.
All right. So first off, I want to say I appreciate and respect what you're doing with the backgrounds. It's like every single time we do an episode, you're switching it up. Much respect for that. Yeah. This one is an interesting story.
Okay.
So last week, get a knock on the door. You know, a lot of people getting packages, right? The pandemic. Online ordering is probably at an all-time high, I would guess, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. Usually you get a knock on the door or I open the door and I see a package. Normally it's from my wife. Bring it in, put it to the side, right? It's usually in a box, you know, or the white FedEx bags, the white bag, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so something like that, right? So this time it was a little bit different. I get in a quick knock on the door. I look outside and I don't see a delivery truck. I'm very paranoid. For those of you who don't know. So when I get a knock on the door, I always check outside first now.
Of course.
I'm expecting a delivery truck or the cops. But if it's neither of those, then we're good, and I'll actually open the door. So when I heard the knock, I went outside. I looked outside my window, and I didn't see a delivery truck. I'll tell you what I saw in a minute. But I didn't. But what I did not see is a delivery truck. So I go to the door, look out the peephole. I don't see anything, but I see a bag on the ground. I'm like,
Oh boy.
Okay, I go back outside, and what I see is a Toyota Corolla.
Mm, okay.
So I'm like,
huh? What kind of bag is on your front porch?
A plastic bag, a regular plastic bag that looks like it's from Walmart. So I go back to the door after thinking it over, and I'm like, ugh. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to dock the story. I didn't actually go back to the door and open it. I told Elle that I think she may have a package at the door. So I know that's probably messed up. I didn't order anything, so maybe she can fact check it on the porch. That's, you know, she can identify what it is on the porch first before we decide to bring it in. She said she'd ordered coffee. So I was like, okay. Did you order coffee via Instacart? And she was like, Instacart? No, I ordered from Amazon. I said, for real?
I'm like, I didn't know Amazon does that.
I didn't know either that they delivered in plastic bags. And it was the coffee, but again, it was in like a regular plastic bag, which startled me. And now I'm all for the gig economy. I'm all for the side hustle. I'm all for the primary hustle, if this is what you do. If you're doing Uber Eats, right? Eating Postmates, all of that. I'm for it. But there has to be a standard for how we do things. You know what I mean? I have no problem again that the person showed up in a Toyota Corolla. Not a problem at all. But my issue is that showed up in a regular plastic bag, like my nigga just dropping off some stuff. Can't have that. That's way too suspicious.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I need an official Amazon package. It didn't even have an Amazon sticker on it. It had a barcode. That was it.
So it wasn't like, at the very least, what they could have done was put it in an Amazon cup. You know what I mean? Like an Amazon coffee cup. That would have been acceptable, maybe.
Or a basket. So it's instant coffee. It was like little instant square things, but you know, a box, a bag.
Something, if you could have just Amazon on it, like where's the brand?
I've seen an Amazon, a plain basic Amazon sticker at job fairs that they give out to people. If they could have just slapped one of those on there, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get mad at somebody's style. So Home probably, you know, had his inventory on Amazon, and L bought it, and he was like, Let me just slide to Walmart real quick and get this. It's not charged for it.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think about that. That is kind of genius. You have an Amazon store where you don't really have the products yet, but right. you're in the area, so when people when they zip code, you
know, Walmart got it inside.
Like, oh, I didn't know Amazon sold Publix chicken.
Right.
Yeah. Peter, an hour later, you'd be like, oh, this is dope.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Ricky Valero is in the building. What's good, Ricky?
Oh,
Ricky.
And we got Dwayne Hurt in the building. What's good?
Oh.
Yeah, what up? What up?
All right. So yeah, Amazon, I don't know. Maybe they're running low on their budget. No, they can't. It's freaking Amazon.
Right.
I was sitting here trying to come up with an excuse for them, but no, that's not likely.
Tough.
Yeah, they need to make some corrections on their approach. All right, so moving on. We got this one. I saw an article on this as well. This is super irritating. I'm gonna let Bars take it away on this one. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, as if parenting hasn't gotten hard enough. Some things just doesn't have to be, man. Like, you just leave certain things alone. So what they're doing with Mr. Potato Head is they are making Mr. Potato Head gender neutral. So
so it's not Mr. Potato Head anymore.
There's no Miss Potato Head. It's just Potato Head. That's it. Just Potato Head.
See now they're walking the fine line of sounding like they're calling people names.
Mm.
Potato Head. I guess that's what it sounds like.
So you can't see someone who's gender neutral, and the parent can explain to them, yeah, they're like potato head. You know how you can, you know, switch out the parts?
It's yeah.
Like that, similar. Keep the parts in your butt and you switch them out. And,
so wait, so if you're making them gender neutral, are they taking away all aspects of their genders? So like you won't be able to tell, you can't put a girl part or a boy part, like you can't put the girl's hat, you can't put the guy's.
I think what they're doing, they're creating a family. So there's a potato head family, which is going to confuse the kids even more. Because yeah. all the potatoes in this family are gender neutral. So okay. you turn your potato head over and you open up the butt, because you know that's where all the pieces were inside the butt.
I'm mad you made that observation. Continue.
I'm just saying. They've always been there.
Open the butt and get their parts out.
So now you got lady parts and man parts in the butt. Is what I'm assuming.
So okay, when I first heard this, man, I got two issues with it, right? I don't think that this was well thought out, and here's my reason why. Mrs. Potato Head, the picture that you see here, right, with the Mrs. parts, however you want to call it, because they're all gender neutral once you take all the pieces off. Just saying,
they really are,
right? But Mrs. Potato Head can't have a mustache,
right? Nope. She can't.
That's a problem. That doesn't reflect everybody. That's what they're trying to do. Not everybody is completely one way or the other. Okay. It might be a, you know, erogenous potato situation where Miss Potato Head has the Mrs. Potato Head lips, but also has a Miss Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head, them, they mustache.
Right.
I'm saying.
A them, I'm they saying. Mustache. But here's the thing. I feel like they're doing a little bit too much, simply because whether it's Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head, they should be able to have the option to be whatever they want to be. So if you wanted to be a man, you give them the male parts. You give them the mustache. You give them the hat. If you wanted to be a female, you give them the lady hat. You give them the lipstick or whatever.
So you're talking about like Ken doll versus Barbie? Like
say it
Ken
again.
Versus Barbie, like Ken versus Barbie.
Yeah,
like you choose.
Yeah, just just pick what you want it to be, but don't completely change the entire brand.
Well, I think they
to
want
to make it gender neutral.
Put Potato Head, you know, with the mustache and the high heels type of thing.
Yeah, but people have the option to do that.
Now they're just telling you, hey, this is it now, basically. Yeah, you could have done that before. We were doing that anyway.
Right.
You know what I just thought of? Because you said that, man. That's what I just thought of. This is definitely, I don't know how genuine it is. I don't know how much they really mean this. If they mean this, cool. I'll get to that in a second. But if they don't mean this, this is just them riding this wave of wokeness, you know, that's been going on. Because when you think about it, they sell more potato heads. I don't know if they really selling them like that, but they sell more potato heads if you have to choose, right? Because Mr. Potato Head only came with Mr. Parts.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Potato Head. So if you did want to do both as a parent, you'd have to buy both.
Right.
Which would have made sense to me from a business perspective. But if they really mean this and they're really trying to do this, that's cool and all. But I'm going to be honest. Any parents, they can go ahead and get at me. I respect the company if they really mean this and they're trying to make it easier for parents to explain what's going on with the alphabet people.
Right. Like all.
Right, but I don't think it's a matter of, oh, parents don't have, they have a lack of tools. Parents don't want to do that shit. That is a very hard conversation. Parents want to just parent the way they used to parent. This is boys, this is girls, because it's simple and it's easy. Parents really don't want to do this. It's not because we don't have toys to explain these things. There's tons of things you can do. I'm pretty sure Legos allow you to put a head and a dress. We got it out there. You know what I mean?
But parents are really trying to go out of their way to assign us what we're supposed to do. Like the like Daniel says here, the goal is to remove you of having an option. I think that's probably what they're aiming to do.
Yeah, it's taken away from one. I think kids can be creative as children. They can be creative. they're going to make their toys do what they want them to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you want your action figures to fight, your action figures are going to fight. You want them to drive in the car, they're going to drive in the car. If you want them to play house, they'll play house.
Like if you got the G.I. Joe and you're like, yo, G.I. Joe got to work all the time, man. He's always in the streets. You know what I mean? He's always out there, you know, feed the Viet Cong and stuff, man. Maybe G.I. Joe wants to take a boat ride in Barbie's boat. And then, you know, you had to just buy Bobby's boat and then you like spray it silver or whatnot. Stuff like that, because G.I. Joe ain't got no boat because you're like, work all the time. Stuff like
that. You want to mix it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I mean, but that should be up to the people. That should be up to the people playing with the toy.
Yeah, now you're instructing the children on how they should play with their toys. If you want to, you can now put a dress on Mr. Potato Head, and it's okay, as opposed to just letting the kids do what the hell the kids want to do.
Right.
Yeah, because now you got the Mrs. Potato Head parts when you may not actually be trying to do anything with Mrs. Potato Head.
Right.
You're just kind of like, I got this dress over here and like these lips and these
Yeah, you're not trying to do that. So I don't know. It's interesting, man. I'm wondering what this does for toys to come. And then it's like, okay, if this is the direction you guys want to go with toys because of how society is now in 2021, you know, I understand it. Why go backwards and adjust the toys from back in the day to adapt to what's happening now? Mr. Potato Head is from fucking what, 1930, 1940 or some shit like
that. He's been around for a while.
You know what I'm saying?
He's been around for a while.
Why now do we want to make the adjustment? And no, you're right, D. It's not just about Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head. Of course, yeah. It's obviously a bigger agenda here.
They're starting with the toys to kind of, I guess, subliminally, you know, condition us for bigger things regarding this subject.
Right.
That's what I think, but
it's just like TV.
It's
trying to get
people. It's like TV where they try to normalize things that weren't normal previously.
Yeah.
And you know, to each his own in terms of, you know, what you prefer, but you know, to force the issue is a little much.
Yeah. Don't bring back the Fresh Prince and make Will gay. Like just create something new, you know.
Create a new character.
Create
some essence of the character the same.
Let Freakazoid come out.
Little change here and there, but
absolutely, yeah. Let Freakazoid come out the closet. I wouldn't be surprised.
Freakazoid, yeah. I think Freakazoid's always been in the closet. He needs to come out. It's ridiculous. Freakazoid, look at his name. Anyway, moving on to the next topic. Hey.
And they got SpongeBob. He's been gender neutral forever.
He has.
Yeah.
All right. Danger. What is this about?
Oh, yes.
The Walking Dead. Please tell me what this is about.
So, is this a series review?
So if you can bring it. So if you can bring up the image.
I got you.
So this is actually I knew that the title was going to get people because this has nothing to do with the show, which is one of my favorite shows.
Why is it wheelchair Jimmy?
So I was going back last week, this past week that just passed, and you know I was checking out some movies. I like older movies. I like movies that go straight to DVD, straight to TV. I grew up on those as a kid, man. Like TV movies were it. It was it because you didn't really go to the theaters like that back in, you know, when I was younger, you know. So this is my thing. So I went and I checked out one of the old zombie movies that I think I missed. It was Dead Rising.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, it was like B minus this. A lot of stuff didn't make, you know, sense real as far as for realism, but it was entertaining enough. And there was one scene that, you know, this whole time we're talking about zombies and what could happen, what couldn't happen, and what would you do in a situation. And there's this one scene that I was like, I never thought about this. I really had to sit with this. This changed my whole thought process of reality, guys. And the question is, can zombies in wheelchairs walk when they become zombies?
Nah, they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Because like you're a regular person, right, who can't walk, and right. Then you die and turn into a zombie. Mm-hmm. Can you walk now?
So now the question you're asking essentially is, does becoming a zombie give you regenerative abilities?
Yeah, because remember, you're dead, right?
Which so I feel tissue. Like I don't think it should. I think whatever state you were in before you became a zombie, that's what you are as a zombie.
Yeah.
So would you say the same thing if the zombie was mentally handicapped?
If the zombie was mentally handicapped.
You mean like a retarded zombie?
Yes. You know what I mean? Like everybody else is like brains, like, and he's like Sizzler or like toys or something like that.
Or he's actually pretty educated and can verbalize.
He goes the other way. He goes the other way. Why are we doing this? For some humanity.
It's like I said, whatever they are at that particular time before they became a zombie, I think that's what they remain, just a zombified version of that.
So I say that, right? Because the concept of a zombie in this normal form, right? Your body is deteriorating. You see bones, you see skeleton. They shouldn't be able to walk or move, period.
Not at all.
So I'm thinking if those cells are regenerate enough to make them animated, well, you know, would wheelchair zombie be able to get up? In the movie, he didn't. He knew he didn't. Lady flipped the wheelchair, and then I think the zombie was just...
I'm sure that was hilarious.
You definitely got to be army style, crawling legs, fucked up, still as a zombie.
Yeah, I guess stay tuned soon for the series review because that's something that is going to be coming up. The actual show Walking Dead.
Well, Matt, hey guys, if you didn't know, the next 6 episodes are on AMC Plus, which I don't have, but I've seen them and they're pretty good.
Oh, you must have a friend that has the service for.
Oh yeah.
You probably shared their account, you know? That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Nothing illegal here.
No, I didn't share anything.
I mean, like somebody else probably had an account. And you just, you know, you flushed it on their account. That's pretty much all that happened, right?
I mean, I'm sure someone has an account somewhere. where I saw it.
Yo. Okay. So we have no shame here. all right. Let's move on to something a little bit more grim before we go back up into some more upbeat stuff. The Texas winter storm. This has been making headlines for a good while. Bars, if you would like to share some more info on what's been happening.
Yeah, man. For I'm gonna say the last couple weeks, you know, since February, Texas has been really going through it with the weather conditions, man. I think they were prepared for temperatures to drop to maybe like 50, 40 degrees. Something like that. It's not supposed to get too cold in Texas. You know, Texas is the south.
Yeah.
I don't think they've seen snow since either, I want to say like since the 60s or something like that. It's been a long time. So to their surprise, they get hit with temperatures below zero, freezing out of nowhere. And of course, their city or the state itself, power plants aren't necessarily prepared to handle conditions that way. They're not expecting everybody to need heat pretty much 24/7. So with everybody needing heat, power goes out. Unfortunately, pipes freeze. People's houses are ruined. And this isn't necessarily a social class issue, because this is happening all across the board, whether you're poor or rich. It's not really mattering. The mansions are being destroyed. I see Bun B on IG talking about how they haven't had water, how, you know, he has so much damage done to his home. And, you know, even just people in the projects where they're in apartment buildings and water is just pouring from the roofs and there's nothing they can do for them. You know, it's not like something you can just cut off. You know, there's not a valve or anything like that. These are frozen pipes that are just now bursting and water just coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I want to say maybe like a week or that same week where that happened, there was that 100 car pileup on the highway. The roads, icy roads, early in the morning, cars just sliding and running into each other back to back, semi trucks. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we got a clip. We got a clip of one of these semi trucks. I think it was a FedEx truck, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't pretty. Here it is.
Highway horror. A FedEx truck slams into a 100 car pileup in Fort Worth. Look again. The driver can't Damn. Stop. This yeah. is the crash from another angle. Car after car crash into each other on I-35, which is coated in a slick sheet of ice that made driving so treacherous. Witnesses are shocked, helpless to do anything.
Oh, you're gonna crash into them. Oh!
Daylight brought stunning images of the twisted wreckage. Some motorists found themselves still trapped in the cars. At least five people were killed and many injured in what was called a mass casualty event. The polar vortex and non-stop snowstorms this week has led to other heart-stopping moments. You may have seen this truck careening off an overpass in Wisconsin, falling 70 feet to the highway below.
Wow.
Only by some miracle did the driver survive. And here he is, Richard Lee Oliver. He was on his way to visit his mom. He spoke to Good Morning America.
There was just too much snow on the side of the road.
That's crazy.
Once the tires got into like 2 foot of snow, there's no controlling a vehicle.
Good Samaritans came to his rescue.
He held me in the back of bed of my truck and helped me call my mom.
The fact that he's even able to talk right just now is crazy.
Yeah,
we spoke to his fiance, Candace Hayde.
He is just thankful to be alive. He's thankful that he didn't hurt anybody. He's thankful for the two people that stopped and helped him.
I think I saw another clip of people in houses, children trying to damage their houses and stuff too.
Sinclair told
okay, hold up. Yeah, let me pull those up.
So you could just imagine, like, being in that 100 car pileup, and there's nothing you could do. There's nothing you can do. Roads is icy. You're sliding. And then so you slide into the crash.
Breaking news.
Can you imagine seeing a semi-truck behind you just coming full speed at you?
There's nothing you can do about it. You see it coming full speed. There's nowhere for you to go. You're just stuck.
So in that situation, right, do you try to get out the car or you just like
If you can, yeah, I would try to.
Yeah.
This is like.
But see, but how fast can you get out of harm's way?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's a semi truck, and you're on ice. So even if you get out of the truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be able to run fast enough without sliding into even more harm's way?
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, right. I mean, your best bet is to jump out and try to just get over the barrier, but then you got to worry about on the other side too.
God, look at that! Look at the flooding, yo.
That's from the snow, or that's from the pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's from the pipes bursting.
Wow! Look at this. The whole pool. That's crazy.
Yo, and that's good. God forbid like this ever happens in Florida. This is exactly what
keep them open until you've had heat on in your house for at least 4 hours. You got some of these laying around, some thermoses, go out to your garage, fire up your grill, and fill them with hot water. Boil some water out there. You don't have any mittens? No problem. Get some socks, cut off the toes, figure out where your thumb is, little tiny snip, and voila, you've got some hand warmers.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. Yo!
It's unreal, man. But
all of the melt started refreezing, and tonight we're going to be near 0 degrees. So
there's no
backed up, and people are stuck, and
I'm just right. Skipping through. Oh, some people made some light out of it, I guess. From look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo. So. Yeah. So wow. I feel bad for the people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank God. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think we're done here.
So I feel really bad for the people, man, because yeah, like you said, I feel bad for Texas, and I don't often say that because I feel like Texas has some issues the way Florida got some issues, but with Texas, man,
completely different sets of issues though.
Yeah, they do. They're similar, but you know they're unique to Texas and Florida, where you could be like, I know exactly where that took place, but they're very different. And for Texas, man, like, I don't know what's going on there, but like natural disasters that they're not used to, they really have no idea how to handle it, man. Like, right. Then they had the hurricanes that kept going there not too long ago. It was actually one during hurricane season a couple of months ago that hit the southeastern side of Texas, and it caused some flooding. Like, the only thing I want to say, man, is that this is why, and it's not like a political thing, but this is why it's important to choose leaders that know how to do stuff. No. You know, I mean, you got to look at people's resumes and what they're capable of, not how they look, not how they talk, not if they go to your same church, because not everybody's capable.
Yeah.
And leadership in Texas, while I understand that's a tough job, you can't foresee something like this, right? But you have to have that apocalypse, you know, plan in place. Like, you had one season of hurricanes that was really bad before. This is years ago, back when I used to work for Carnival. They had it really bad out there in Gadsden. So they had a real bad hurricane over in Gadsden, where we couldn't even put the cruise ships, they couldn't dock, because everything was all messed up. So we had to actually bring it to another port in New Orleans. So you already went through it once years ago. So now they should have a solid plan in place whenever they get hurricanes, even though it's not common to them. They've had it over years. It's been just a few here or there. They should have a plan in place. The same thing for this. I know you, in retrospect, I ain't talking retrospect, I don't believe in that. But now that they've seen this, they have to be much better going in the future. And they got to be much better now. You heard what the representative said about the people living there?
Yo, I forgot.
Ted Cruz went to Mexico. He went to Mexico. I'm sorry. Things are super icy and fucked up here. Let me go to Cancun.
Right.
He's supposed to be their leader.
That's not how you lead. And then there was the mayor of the one, what's the name, that was talking about survival of the fittest.
Yo, yeah, like he was telling people, like, yo, if you don't have food and water for your family, then too bad. Why aren't you better prepared? And like
he said, it's on you. It's not the government's job to provide for you. That's where you're wrong, because people pay utilities.
Right.
People pay taxes for you to be like, you know what? There's no power here. We need to start figuring out how to get grills to people. We got to figure out how to get food to people. Are fast food places open? Can we get – that's what you get paid for, not to sit on your hands and go, well, act of God, I don't know what you want me to do. I guess you better get your survival skills on. Like, that's what I'm talking about, man. Get better. You can't foresee these type of disasters, but you got to get leadership in place that when times get tough, they get creative and figure things out, because this stuff can't happen. People can't be living like this.
No, not at all, it's man.
Awful. Oh, I mean, and also a note to people too who don't experience these things, because you wouldn't know about ice. Most of us don't know about ice if we're not really from the north. And that's who really gets ice like that, like black ice. Take a page from places that got it. So if you've never gotten it, go look on YouTube. Go look at old news articles about how to handle it, because you can't imagine how it works.
Yeah,
like. I was raised in New York. I was born in New York, but I was really raised in Florida. And I remember I used to go back every year, and I thought I understood snow. I've driven in snow before out there. You know, I thought I understood black ice. And this is not because I'm black. My family eating Popeye's chicken. And, I went out the door to leave, and I took that step and didn't realize I was on black ice, almost bust my ass straight up. First day back during the season. So if you don't know, like, don't think you can do it on your own. Trust me. Go do some research. It'll make everybody safer.
Yeah. And you have to sympathize, man, because it's like, again, you know, it's Texas. They're not prepared for these temperatures. The state itself wasn't prepared for these temperatures. There was a lot of cities where, you know, roads couldn't they didn't have snowmobiles to clear the roads out. They didn't have salt vehicles to salt the roads and things like that. So people were stuck in their houses with the pipes bursting and roofs caving in and whatnot. It was warmer for people outside of their homes at night than it was for them inside of their homes. You know, yeah. Imagine being in an apartment complex to where you can't even, you have no power. You can't light a fire. You can't make a fire in your living room if you live in an apartment complex.
No, and that's kind of the sad thing, because a lot of people died in Texas trying to make fires, trying to use their ovens for heat because of the carbon monoxide, and they died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
And people in their vehicles because trying to get some heat and, you know, warm up inside their vehicles. Right.
Yeah, they're running it indoors, and then there's nowhere for the carbon monoxide to go.
You know, it's crazy, man.
And you're right, man. Those houses are not built for those temperatures. It doesn't have that type of insulation. It has insulation to keep the house cool because it's a hot place. They have it's desert-esque temperature, because I don't think it gets super cold like Vegas does, but I think it gets cool, but not like this. I don't think the infrastructure, like you said, is built for this. Houses are built to stay cool because it's usually a hotter place, so it's probably keeping all of that cold in, to your point.
Crazy stuff. All right. Definitely prayers out to Texas. You know, and we had that picture up that shows you how to reach out if you wanted to help with some type of relief.
Yeah, because right now, more than ever, they need some support, especially since their leadership isn't really doing much.
Yeah.
It was funny. One last note too is that while this is an awful event that's happening, there's like a glimmer of hope for what we can achieve if we all kind of come together, man. Because AOC. Ocasio-Cortez out there in New York actually went ahead and was able to get food and get supplies to people in Texas. So it just goes to show, sometimes maybe you don't know how to do it because you're in the state. Ted Cruz may have grew up in Texas. The guy with the mayor may have grew up in Texas. He doesn't really know how to get those things. He doesn't really know how to deal with those type of emergencies, and somebody in another state does. So we got to kind of work together, man, regardless of the party. We got to do what we need to do to take care of the people. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. What's that?
Damn. Yeah, there's really nothing else I could say to add to that. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Okay. Danger Felix, help me out with this one. Help me understand what this is about.
So, second black blank. Fill in the. Let's go ahead and try to play a little game. Let's go ahead and fill in the blank. Second black female blank.
This is a trap.
You beat me on this one.
President, queen, neurosurgeon.
Okay, I see you going the positive way. I didn't. It was a trap. I was hoping you would say something flippant, but okay. Yeah. All right. So
I'm not gonna try.
So what you're looking at is on the right. This is actually the second female CEO of a Fortune 500 company, not of all time, but just actively.
Okay.
The first picture is actually of the first black female CEO ever. Hmm. And there's also a third person. I didn't put her picture up, but she's the other person who's the, I guess, ever. First.
Of a particular person or ever in general?
Ever. So there's only, I think, three women in general ever to be black female CEOs of a Fortune 500 company. She's the first, she's the most recent, and there's another one for Xerox that's also a female CEO, and it's only been them three. So it's really huge. It's ginormous, man. A lot of black and brown people don't usually get these stations, especially black and brown females. So I just wanted to shout out to them, and, you know, history being made, I thought that was real cool.
Yeah, that's what's up. Do we know their names?
Yeah, let me pull it up. My fault. Should have had this ready, but no, not episode 69. We already did that. It was good. If you guys weren't there for episode 69, go back and check it out. Relive it.
Definitely go back and check that out. That was quite hilarious.
A fun one.
Yeah. Be sure to do it with your – go ahead and make sure to do that with your parents. You know, they would love that. So two about the Texas thing from the last one. I forgot. What's name got hit too, and I'm sure that they really have no idea what to do. Northern Mexico got hit up too. Yeah.
Jesus.
They was like, I was wrong.
Ted Cruz fled to Mexico.
And it almost like it was following him.
Isn't that the one place you wouldn't want to do? Wouldn't it have made more sense he came down to Miami?
That would make sense.
Why would you go to Mexico?
Because he wanted the better life for his family at the moment. So he crossed the border.
In Mexico, the place he's trying to keep people out of, but he's trying to vacation in when it gets cold. Oh, I see what's up. I see what's up. Oh man. So real quick, the picture on the left, that is Ursula Burns. That's okay. The first female CEO of Fortune 500. The second person is Thasunda. Let me make sure I get her name right. Thasunda Brown Duckett.
Okay, that's what's up.
And then the other one that's not pictured here is Walgreens CEO, and that is Roz Brewer.
See, those are the three. The reason why I fought with Walgreens so heavy. That's the reason. Yeah. I didn't know why, but now I know.
It's funny because she actually came from Starbucks. She was the CEO of Starbucks, and then she moved over to Walgreens. So,
well, dang.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She was chief operating officer. Well, yeah. So
that's what's up.
CEO is CEO.
Kudos.
There you go. There you go. The last day of Black History Month?
Close. It's getting there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a leap year? We got the 29th tomorrow?
Nah, this is it. But you know what? I've had this conspiracy for a while where I felt like every time, every Black History Month, for some strange reason, something has to happen. Something has to happen within Black History Month to distract everybody from realizing it's Black History Month. And I think it further confirmed it, because now this year, what happened this month that held everybody's attention that deterred from us realizing it was Black History Month?
WandaVision.
Both Gorilla Glue Girls.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it helps, it kind of detracted, but it also brought attention to it because the doctor that came up with that mixture is Black. So that's a plus. Right.
And he's the first in history.
Yeah. Almost like he redeemed. Oh, but that feeds my conspiracy even more, because check it out, right? Hear me out. So the first Gorilla Glue Girl screwed things up, got herself looking crazy. Then that gentleman came and saved the day and made history.
Okay.
And it was going to be a nice high moment until that other guy comes in, other girl comes in, and screws things up.
Well, now, I'm not going to say she screwed things up. I think she made herself look like an idiot. But it doesn't take away from the fact that that doctor found something that works.
Yeah.
And he made history during a month where they tried to distract us from the history.
That's right. And it also promoted a lot of Black businesses. Apparently, I want to say it's Cynthia. If not, I might be wrong. It's one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Donating some wigs to that poor girl that I'm sure you can find on her website that she promoted.
Yo, somebody donated $3,000 to the second one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. No.
I'm looking for a reason to get a GoFundMe going. I really am.
Gorilla glue on the pubes? Huh? Gorilla glue. Hey, I think you got to up the ante, bro. Gorilla glue.
Here's the thing. How do we justify?
I thought it was Astroglide, but apparently, it's
Nah, man. Because now people are gonna be like, look, Gorilla glue is in a distinct colored bottle. There's no way you're going to mix that with lubricant, with baby oil, with anything. So I don't know, man. That wouldn't be ideal, especially if you want to keep your nether regions. All right, so moving on, I'm gonna touch on Meek's Kobe bars. Bars, take that away, sir.
So Meek let one of his snippets fly. He's working on some music, of course, and he lets one of his snippets fly, and it didn't go so well. Can you play the clip, please?
This nigga's taking mad losses.
Oh, audio. Oh, you're talking about the verse that he dropped.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think he used discretion. So here we go.
Also, this is taking place from Blackest.
Always tell me that she love me, but she ain't never show me. Yeah, and if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it'd be another Kobe. Shit, I could tell that they ain't never know me. Because if they knew me, they would have never shown me.
So, if you didn't catch it, he says, there's ever beef, he'll go out with his chopper, it'll be another Kobe. This comes
first of all, way too soon. Way too soon.
And he released it like right after Kobe's death anniversary.
Not a good idea.
This was a complete loss. It's a complete loss. Like, there's a lot of creative ways. People do it all, rappers do it all the time, man. Different ways to make chopper references.
Yeah.
So many different ways. I don't know. He thought he was being clever, but it will never be a right time to sit there and make that reference to you know, about Kobe. Like,
go out with my chopper, it'll be another Kobe. Like, how do you even say that? How do you record? How do you write it, record it, and be like, that's gonna hit him. That's gonna yeah.
Because he don't got a good team around him. He need to fire everybody. Everybody got to go. He got to bring a new team, man. Because ain't nobody sat there and was like, nah, Meek, you can't do that, bro. You're going to get skewered out there. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah. Eventually, Vanessa Bryant, she came out. She made a statement on it, basically saying, you know, she doesn't know Meek, but she thought it was in poor taste for him to make this verse, this lyric. He came up with something way more creative because the bar, I mean, it's like – it's a throwaway, honestly.
It wasn't really a clever bar.
If it was actually a good bar, it made you like, ooh, and it was like, damn, it's wrong, but it's so hard. It'll be different, but it ain't even that. It's like you just said it you said it for shock value. Ultimately, he got what he wanted. You know, I guarantee you, if that song drops, when his album drops, whatever, it won't have that bar on it. You know.
Yeah. I mean, but wouldn't it be in his best interest to, I mean, now that he put it out there, would it make him look a certain way if he removed the bar?
No. It could only be a positive for him if you remove the bar. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mandela, right. Right.
Yep. Very true.
And it's like, you know, the whole clout chasing thing, and I think this could lead us into our next topic. I don't know what order G has everything in.
Yeah. We're going to that dude that I don't even like saying his name because he doesn't deserve the recognition.
Where are we going? Are we going back to back?
We're going here. We're definitely going here. let me pull up the picture because it's definitely appropriate. Bomb.
Hey.
He looks familiar. Anybody can tell us who that is?
I'm going to take a guess. It's not Pizza Rat because Pizza Rat doesn't have as many tattoos.
And so. He doesn't look like Master Splinter either.
Definitely not. That would be disrespectful to Master Splinter. He's the only rat that I fuck with. Even Jerry's trash in Tom and Jerry movie.
I'm at a loss. It seems familiar, but I can't quite put my thumb on it.
What was the last episode that we had?
Episode 69.
Ah.
Wait a minute. 69. Rat. Tattoos on face. Colorful hair.
Like
this? Tekashi?
Yeah. I think that's a really good segue into this video clip here. If you want to set it up, Bars.
Yeah. Run the clip, man. The rat tries to set a trap.
Securities, bring 6ix9ine over here, huh? What y'all trying to give me locked? weirdo.
What y'all weirdos want to give me a gun, you clown ass? Why the f*** y'all even bring that clown over here? What the f*** is wrong with y'all? What y'all trying to get me in trouble? What y'all fight? What y'all trying to get me in trouble?
All y'all pussy.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all, nigga?
And then he's filming. He's filming himself, so he knows he's trying to cause some trouble.
So,
does this not violate his parole?
Who's parole?
6ix9ine. Is he not on parole? You serious? He's not on parole. He was just on house arrest a couple months ago.
That was his parole. He's done.
That was it?
Yes,
you don't got no.
All right, so,
what was that?
Unfortunately, when I saw this clip, man, and I seen Meek, and I was like, damn, Meek, really? Really? Like, yeah, they set it up as 6ix9ine, you know, tries to get rappers in trouble. You know, he pops up where Meek is and has a back and forth with Meek. For me, it's like, yo, Meek, you know what this dude represents. You know how this dude operates. You know what he does.
Doesn't he have a documentary coming out, Supervillain? Or is it out already?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know how he moves. You know the story behind him. Why even put yourself in that position? And yeah, he popped up where you were. But why interact? Why the interaction?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It does make sense.
It's not you soft. That's right. Not you soft. You let 6ix9ine pop up where you at? You just gonna let him sit there and talk at you like that? You just gonna sit there and what, listen?
But nigga, that's basically what he did.
That's what he did.
There was no violence at all. You just went back and forth with this man. When really all you should have did was just turn around and kept it pushing. But yeah, you
throw a chair at him.
You gave him content for his Instagram. And you got content for your Instagram. So, what's really happening? Is it? I know you got some music getting ready to come out. I know he's trying to release some music.
Oh yeah.
Would it be a surprise if this was a setup? If those two were in on it, and then how would that make Meek look?
You think both of them set that up on purpose? Oh man, that would let Meek Mill lose even more credibility.
Yeah, his history cred would be dead.
Yeah,
because and the only way for him to come back, unfortunately, and I hope he doesn't, he'd have to catch a body. He had to catch a body. You know.
Yeah, you gotta fight him. You gotta fight him on screen.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
While
Tekashi's music plays in the background.
Yeah, right. I just find it interesting that, you know, they spent a lot of time going back and forth and the whole yelling and stuff. And then you took the time to post it on your IGs. Both of y'all posted it on your IGs.
Yeah.
So not only did you give him the energy that he wanted, you also gave him a platform. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. I think Meek is between the Kobe thing and then this right here. And it's not looking good for him.
Trip. That's what the streets is looking like, man. Social media beef is real. You know what I mean? It's cutthroat out here. Not literally, figuratively. It's cutthroat. You know what I mean?
All right. So I'm really looking forward to these next two parts. Because both, just to let you guys out there understand, Danger and Bars have some surprises coming up. You know, Danger has a crazy, crazy, crazy hypothetical that he says he's going to bring up on the show. And then, of course, Bars has a new segment on the show that he would like to share. So I'm very excited as to where we're going to go at this point. So let's start off with Danger. Share with us this mind-blowing hypothetical that is going to end everything.
Yeah, man. So, you know how we like to do on the hypotheticals, and I always appreciate them. You know what I mean? I want to kind of get back to to it's a little bit of a classic look on it, a little take, something that I came across, and I wanted to share it with my Those People family and all of our fans. So,
the fact that he's dragging this out,
I'm curious. When I saw it,
I'm very curious.
What the hell is he going to come up with?
So, things are never on fire.
Okay.
So things, when you think about things, it was like, oh, the house is on fire. So-and-so is on fire. Something's on fire. Things are never on fire.
Yeah. You know what? You have a point. Fire is usually on things, but they always say that things are on fire.
That's correct. My I have a fire on my house.
Exactly. That would be the correct way of saying it. Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So don't ever believe when someone says the house is on fire, you say a liar. Keep it moving.
But I mean, what if the house is technically on the fire? What if the fire started at the bottom of the house?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you take a marshmallow. Just do that. If you're camping, you have a campfire, you take a marshmallow, you put the marshmallow on the fire.
That's correct.
The marshmallow on fire.
That it would be. Yeah. So I hope you appreciated all that overhype. I swear it's not catfish. That's the lighter one. I gotta work you up to these that are coming.
I appreciate it, Danger. You are awesome, and we appreciate the mind-blowing epiphany that you came across.
This is my mind scrambled.
All right, so here's the next surprise, but before we start, let's set this up correctly.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I appreciate that intro, man. It's awesome. You put that together pretty well. The only thing, you use the exclamation point, right? Uh-huh. Well, this is alternative facts. So here we ask questions.
You're right. That will be corrected the next time we do this segment.
So you would think, what the fuck would be what I'm asking you, right? Not at all. I want to know why the fuck.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's see where this is going.
G, if you can please do me the honors and present my first image.
Absolutely, sir. Boom.
Why the fuck are grown-ass niggas getting faux wigs? This is a South Florida culture. What happens? Guys,
this is a real thing. That was crazy. That's what bugs me out. This is a real thing.
I'm really upset about this because it's like, okay, I'm more upset at Silas over this gentleman, right? He had a dream. He saw this in his head. He wanted this. He probably longed for this for years. Growing up in South Florida, probably not being able to grow his hair, couldn't dread quite right. His hair wouldn't nap just the right amount.
His hair wouldn't nap.
Wouldn't nap just the right amount. And you know, he couldn't get those wicks that we are so known for in South Florida.
He ran out of time.
But I'm upset that his stylist allowed this
allowed it like it was no big deal.
Allowed this bald-headed gentleman to walk in their shop. And sit in their chair and request with a click, request this shit. Why the fuck would you allow this? Why would you do this?
I just want to say, I didn't think this was possible. I know that we covered like the hair game, with the toupees and the implants and stuff. This seems to defy science though. Like, cause his shit is smooth. You see up top?
It's most smooth, of his shit is clean, smooth. Right?
Like 85% of that is just smooth, clean shaven. And then all of a sudden you got this. And you even got the parts at the top. They wanted to make sure you got the full effect so it looks like this is growing out of homeboy hair. Okay.
Yo, that is crazy. That's
very unnecessary.
Very much so.
Very unnecessary.
Gee, if you would please do me the honors of presenting my second item, which is actually a video clip.
Absolutely. Got you right here.
Why the fuck?
What in the COVID-19?
What? Why the fuck is there a group of grown ass men huddled together, blowing?
They're all collectively blowing balls on a table.
So listen, I'm not saying this in a derogatory way. I'm actually saying this as a supporter and an ally. It's nice to see that the LGBT people have their own sports that they do sometimes.
What was that? Say that alphabet again.
LGBTQ people. Alphabet people.
Yeah, make sure everyone.
Because I'm not saying what it is, but I'll tell you what it's not. This is not heterosexual behavior.
It's not.
Yo,
it's really not.
Yo, so which one of how you go to your boys and be like, yo, I got this idea. You know, I know we like soccer. You know what I'm saying? We like to play soccer, right? But we all may not be as good at it as, you know, everybody else.
So we can. You know what blows my mind about this whole situation? The fact that he got so many people to agree and play with him.
They got two full teams.
Yes.
Yo, this is what happens when you come from poor countries. I'm sorry. Like, you can't afford a foosball table. You can't afford a foosball table. Apparently, you can't find a soccer ball. This is what happens.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yo, when I saw this, I had to watch it over. Like,
when COVID's over? Hey, when COVID's over? Yeah.
No, no, I'm okay.
So let's do this. If you already don't know bars, let's take a guess of what they call this sport. So you got foosball when it's actual foosball table. You got soccer because it's a sport. What do you call this? Let's just get into this trial. G, what do you think this is called?
Blues ball. You combine right. Blow with foosh, you get blues ball.
Okay.
All right. Bars? If you don't know the name, even if you do know the name, I don't care. Throw out what it should be.
I was just going to say blow balls. That's it, really.
Blow balls.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Let's just call it table blowing.
Table blowing?
Table blowing?
I wasn't as creative.
Listen. I've had a table blow. It wasn't like that.
Not quite. were there less heads or more balls?
less heads, more balls. Way more fun. I promise.
All right.
That's what I promise you.
Okay. Since we're sharing WTF, you don't want to kind of back. Nah. So, okay. So here's the thing, right? It's kind of off subject, but still on subject of WTF. I recently started a Patreon in which I'm going to be putting up, because, you know, my YouTube, I have some videos, but with my Patreon, I'm going to be putting up certain videos that I probably don't want to put on my YouTube. Mm. But since you guys are joining us today on this illustrious podcast, I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek. Well, not even a sneak peek. I'm going to show you the video that's really reserved for only the people that are registered to my Patreon. I'm going to treat you to this, but this definitely fits the WTF topic because I saw this and thought that very same thing.
Gee, do kids need to cover their eyes?
Not necessarily. No. But, you know, just.
Okay. Here, all right, make sure you get the right file. You know,
yeah,
you
got your chip in the old days. So here it is, guys.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Video conference, whether you're using Google Meets, whether you're using Microsoft Teams, Zoom, everybody is using video conferencing in all aspects of their lives, whether it's school, whether it's at work, whether it's at a news station where you are conducting interviews. Part of video conferencing etiquette is to make sure that your background looks decent. Apparently, this lady here did not get the memo. Take a look at this picture here. I'm going to blow it up. But just take a look at this. As you can see, she's being interviewed on BBC News, the biggest news network in the United Kingdom. Now, somebody didn't tell her to clean her background before the interview, because if they had, they would have made sure that they removed that giant dildo off of the bookshelf. That's right. A synthetic penis live in a BBC interview. I'm sure a lot of you got that double entendre. See, here's the thing. If you're being interviewed on television, more likely the footage is going to be repurposed on the internet. And if it's on the internet, it is everywhere. And when it is everywhere, it is forever. Which means lots of her family, lots of her friends saw this video clip, maybe even have seen this picture. And the secret is out. She's into toys, which is perfectly fine. Because I'm not here to judge people that use toys.
We don't toy bash.
What I'm here is the fact that there's a time and a place for everything. And to have that dick live on television, cable television.
She said dick.
Right. More and more people are losing their common sense.
That alone is worth signing up for the Patreon. I'm going to sign up myself.
Right.
Just to hear your views.
That's the kind of content that you could expect to see. It's a little bit more of my risque type content. That's going to be on my Patreon.
We get uncut GQ on Patreon?
You get uncut GQ on Patreon.
Oh, man.
That's why I don't really pull a lot of punches. I try to be very careful on my mainstream stuff because, you know, I work for the school board. You know, I got... You know, there's a couple of things.
He was a wild boy. Y'all don't know.
You know, it's a little something. I figure, you know, I treat the people to a little sneak peek and give them incentive to join the Patreon and see some more of that stuff.
That was juicy. No pun intended. Pause.
Yeah, man.
That's some good stuff, man. I hope you guys enjoyed my new segment. We'll try to make it a regular.
I'm actually looking forward to more WTFs.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I feel like it could be a collaborative effort. We could all share WTFs.
Absolutely.
During that segment.
That'd be dope.
That's what's up.
But you know, it's probably going to be our second favorite segment because there is no other segment that has our attention greater than this one.
So
you know what time it is. It's time for the Bars Hypotheticals.
So for those who are new to the chat, new to the show, what I did was imitating what this guy really does. So you talk about hurting your brain, questioning your ethics, making you wonder if you're alive and a real person, and if you should stay that way. That's Bars Hypotheticals. Do your thing. Let them know.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Gentlemen. How you guys feeling today?
terrified because you look way too excited about this one.
I mean, you know,
I feel awful. Won't be safe.
This is a safe space. You know, this might be kind of light. Maybe, maybe not. It just depends. We'll see how it goes.
Yo, shout out to Trust.
What's up, cuzzo?
That was awesome.
Oh man. All right. So you know how we do it. Pick door A, door B.
B.
B. Yeah, I was gonna say B.
Too late. B. I got B.
Yep. Danger guys.
B. On A. A.
G Q A.
Yeah.
Hopefully this works.
You know what? GQ, sir, would you rather, you know, we're busy people, especially yourself, man. You do a lot of things day to day, from a.m. to p.m., you know. I'm not sure how much rest you actually get, man. You know, you have to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your body. You know, that rest is very important. But I asked you this question. Would you rather sleep and never get enough rest, or would you rather every time you had sex, you never finished?
You know what? I'm good with not getting enough rest. I am 100% okay with not getting all the hours of sleep that are required for me to be well rested and function correctly on a daily basis. I know that's. You want me to get divorced. That's what it is.
I never said you don't finish.
No.
I said you don't finish.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I need to be awake, you know, maybe not. Hold on. Now I'm rethinking.
What's twirling in the head? I wish we could see the visuals of this thought process.
Right. Well, okay. So here's the thing, right? Because in a lot of movies and stuff like that, you don't necessarily have to always be awake for that member to be fully functioning.
Okay.
Hence, you know, morning wood, all that good stuff.
Okay.
What is
morning wood? I'm okay with the fact that my wife will be satisfied. I'm not okay with me never getting satisfied in the process.
Wait, your wife's satisfaction for you?
Say it again.
Isn't your wife's satisfaction
for you? Absolutely. But
are you saying that you're not satisfied if you're not finishing?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, let me frame it correctly. It is 100% okay for my wife to get hers.
Okay.
But if I am asleep, am I really getting mine?
I'm trying to understand what the fuck you're trying to say. Because the question was,
I want to be awake during that moment of the mountaintop. I don't want to be asleep. So therefore, I am okay with not getting enough rest on a daily basis if it means that we can both 100% be in the moment enjoying the activity when the
deed if you're not rested, if you don't have the rest, if you don't have the that stamina.
The stamina will be there. The stamina will be there.
With or without sleep is what
you're saying. Listen, man. No, without enough sleep. There will be sleep, so therefore I could still perform. If there was no sleep at all, then yeah, I could get it. But if there's not enough sleep, I'll make it work.
The fact that G is willing to sacrifice his health, his mental health and physical health, is absolutely the most manliest shit.
Hey man.
Oh.
Oh, we got Pearl Patch asking a question.
My room is dark because I'm in the cave, brother.
He's in the cave. There's your answer. He's in the cave.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was grueling to answer.
So danger.
No, that was easy, man. The only thing we was trying to get you in trouble with PG and I'm pretty sure it worked, so we're gonna see what happens. We can see that from that. That was light.
Oh, I'm gonna hit the blue thread in a second. I'm like, yo, PG. So this is what G said.
Listen, yes, if he ain't busting one off, he ain't happy.
that's not what I said though.
That's definitely what you said.
No, what I said was I am 100% okay with her getting hers, but during that process, is it okay for me to never get mine while she's getting hers?
You know what, G? You ain't got to worry about it. We're just going to play back just that specific part of what you said without
so you just going to edit. So that you just going to put little excerpts.
We're going to take that and we're going to loop it.
8 seconds. 8 seconds.
You guys are terrible people.
Oh, man. All right, so thank you. You said, right. What's the most important thing to you? What is the most important thing to you?
That's it?
It's a question. It's not it. It's a question.
I think it's a lead. I think it's a lead into what the real question is.
Food, yeah, food. The most important thing to you? Food. Food? Okay, cool. No food.
Yeah.
If you could genuinely live your happiest life, but you had to sacrifice the most important thing to you today, would you?
No, I wouldn't. No, I would not. I would keep the food and I would keep suffering. All right. Because that's what life is. Life is a collection of suffering. Okay. You get some highs, but for the most part, it's just a series of challenges that you got to overcome. And I'm going to be overcoming it while my stomach is full. I'm supposed to find Nirvana without steak, potatoes, and French fries. Right? Fuck out of here.
I mean, yeah, those are the most important things to you, definitely.
How are you supposed to be happy without chocolate cake? You explain that to me. Explain that to me.
Yeah, that's a good question because you know
I'm not a chocolate cake either, but I mean, you know,
so you don't eat cake?
I don't eat chocolate like that. I mean, you know, I can do without the chocolate.
Apple pie?
I like yellow cake. Apple pie, I mean, it's cool.
Hey, did you say yellow cake? Was so specific. I've never had a conversation about cake and someone straight out was like, vanilla cake.
Yeah,
I like yellow cake. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we need a super uncomfortable question for Barbs. Do you have one prepared or do I need to look for one?
So. Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. This is how he slides through. You know what I mean? He sits there and gives us. Oh, all right, cool. He must have one for himself. Not so much.
Why
not
would so I?
Much. Not so much. So, let's go ahead and pull one. You got one, Holster?
I actually have. I'm looking at three really hilarious ones.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm just gonna read them all three. To be fair, since he asked two, I'll choose two out of these three.
That works perfectly.
So here we go. Would you rather, this is very uncomfortable to read out loud. Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Finger size nipples or nipple size. So either. Okay, so finger size nipples. What if I got small fingers? Then I have small nipples. What if I got long nipples?
Then I have. We're going with the average size.
Well, what's the average size?
Whatever.
Listen,
whatever
your nipples gonna look freakishly long like fingers, my nigga. And then your fingers are going to look super tiny, like baby toes.
We got to be accurate with the anatomy. Are we speaking specifically on the extension of the areola, or are we considering that entire part, the nipple?
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Google the average nipple size.
I was going to warn him, but I want him to search it. That's in his history. I'm gonna find a way to connect this to what we were just talking about the his hypothetical. Somehow, You're going to build a case against you.
All right, so 6.9 millimeters.
Okay, all right. So it's probably
6.9 millimeters is the average size of a male nipple. I can't believe this is even available to search.
All right, so check
nipples are a big deal, G.
But here's the thing, right? Because you know, like when you search something and you get multiple answers, I typed that specific answer, and the way it came up in the results was like this. Hold up.
Yo, check it out. People are dedicated.
Boom. This is family show. It's like right on the top.
Oh, okay.
And bold.
Okay, that's cool.
6.9 millimeters.
6.9.
Okay.
Yeah, 6.9. I wish we would have had this one episode ago.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Now, it's tricky, right? Because I don't want long nipples. Not finger long nipples. But I don't want nipple sized fingers either. In my everyday life, I use my fingers more than I use my nipples. And
thanks for sharing. That was intimate.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you being so open.
And in society, women measure your dick by the size of your fingers. So I can't have 6.9 millimeter size fingers. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
We're going with, the long nipples. Okay. I keep my nipples to myself anyway. So I'm okay.
Yeah. But their fingers long. So when they get hard, they're going to be poking out like pencils, my nigga.
How are you going to work out your shirt situation?
Gorilla tape.
Okay. So now I got one more question. Let's see how you answer this. And it's crazy.
I got a double hypothetical.
Because there's two of us and it's one of you. Yes.
There's two. Because you asked, you got the privilege to ask two. So I'm gonna ask you one.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. This one is, and you know what? It's great the timing in which I get to ask this question due to people that that have signed on recently.
That would be great.
Here we go. The question is: would you rather not have sex for a year or have it every day of your life, but not orgasm ever?
And that includes all sexual activities, by the way.
All.
Candies, mouths.
All.
Have inside the forearm, back of the leg.
For a year?
I'm going to repeat the question verbatim.
Go ahead.
Would you rather not have sex for a year or have it every day of your life, but never, ever orgasm?
Okay. So, Danger, you were saying when sex, it covers what now?
Everything. So that's handy jays, sexual, that mouths,
involves oil, that involves masturbation, that involves everything that leads to ejaculation.
Yep. Everything.
Hmm. Okay.
Wet dreams are included.
I can't control the wet dreams.
Yes, you can. It's called lucid dreams.
I can't. It just happens. Still, it's weird. So
you're a grown ass man. You telling me still going through puberty? Hey, yo.
No.
You might need to see somebody about that. Still coming in manhood.
If I had to choose, I'm going to take the no sex for the year. I'm going to just, that day 366.
just got home. I just got home.
It's no scary movie one.
So what do you do for that? What do you do for that full year to resist those urges? This is not a day. This is not even No Nut November. This is a full 365 days. Technically 364 and one.
I find a new hobby every single day. One day it'll be knitting. One day it'll be painting. One day it'll be glass blowing. One day it'll be clay making. Another day, take some cooking lessons. You know, maybe I'll learn how to cook a recipe from each different type of culture or something. I'll figure it out. I promise you.
I feel like at one point, guys, with the help and support of you guys, the fans, people in the chat, all of those people, supporters, at some point, we're going to get a decent amount of money together. And when that time comes, I'm going to bring this back up. I'm going to go through all of our episodes. I'm going to bring this particular episode back up. And then we're going to put up money to see if Bars can actually go 365 days of straight abstinence.
Oh, no. I can't. This is hypothetical, so it's all fake. I absolutely cannot go 365 days of no sex. I don't want to. I'm not trying to do that type of cleanse.
Would it be safe for all of us to remember going into these hypotheticals to say, hey, listen, disclaimer, my answers are only based on the condition that this is completely fictional and hypothetical.
No. You try to give yourself out. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
She's going to see this. She's going to hear about this, the fact that you have to be satisfied in order for her to be satisfied.
No. I said I have no problem with her being satisfied, but I would like to be included in the satisfaction in some way, shape, or form.
Right, Bars. Don't twist G's words. He said if he's not getting the nut off, he don't want to do it.
You're right. That's what he said. You're right.
He said there's no point. There's no point.
He says you got to lose sleep. And it's a never good night. That's what he said.
Well, here's the thing. If you really want to get technical, right? If I am asleep, I wouldn't be able to perform all the things that would bring her even more joy and pleasure while doing the deed. Just saying.
I don't know. I feel like we have to have PG on to debate that one.
is she close by?
No, she's just a little one.
We don't want to scar
dirty,
him.
Mean folk.
No, definitely not.
You guys
be out of words, his vocabulary nut off.
On that note, peoples, we have merch. We have lots and lots of merch.
That's right.
And you guys should purchase some. We got, look at that. Look at that. Danger Felix got the amazing mug.
It was
colors, depending on the temperature. We got t-shirts. We got slides. We got sneakers. Check out the sneakers, bro. The sneakers are on point.
That's right.
You know what I mean? We got a lot of stuff. Yes. We need y'all to go support the movement. We got a lot of big things coming. And we promise y'all we will never disappoint.
Most people, Kotex.
Yes. What? Huh? we have to have a meeting on that.
The same, man.
Yeah, man.
Masses.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, what he said. Yeah, man, and as always.
Hey, you heard what I said before? Saying it again, man. Please continue to support those people, because anytime you support those people, you are at the same time supporting you. You support us, you support you. We support you, exactly. You support us. We support you. You know how it works.
It goes both ways.
That's right.
It does. Pause.
But of course, with that, we are out.
Yes, sir. Hey, go Heat! Deuces!